It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we turn now to Jesse Ruiz. He was recently elected chairman of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. Ruiz is an alum of the school and also has a law degree from the University of Chicago. While there, he took classes from now Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan and former President Barack Obama. Ruiz has also chaired the Illinois State Board of Education and was an interim CEO for Chicago Public Schools. Most recently, he was deputy governor for education during Governor Pritzker's first term. Earlier this week, Ruiz spoke with my Illinois public media colleague, Emily Hayes, a reporter who covers education. They talked about some of the most controversial issues around higher education right now, DEI programs, the handling of student protesters, and the Trump administration's push for mass deportations. It's worth noting Ruiz has a personal connection to that last issue. Before Ruiz was born, his father lived in the U.S. without legal status for 7 years. By the time young Jesse came around, both his parents had obtained green cards. Emily Hayes takes it from there.
Jesse Ruiz, welcome. Thanks for making time to speak with us.
Thank you.
So your father was a migrant worker during World War II, but after an emergency surgery, he lost his legal status. This was before you were born, but how does that background influence your priorities as the chairman of the Board of Trustees?
Sure. It reminds me of all the great folks who have contributed to building a great country. Some of them born here, some of them who emigrated here. And we are a nation of laws, and I do believe in those laws. And yes, he was part of something called the Bracero program that was in existence around starting in World War II. And he first came helping pick crops because a lot of farm workers were off fighting wars in Europe and the Pacific in 1943. And so he was helping out, put food on American tables. And after his contract, and he did a number of those contracts going back and forth for 4 years from 1943 to 47, he had an emergency appendectomy, and he went to an aunt's home in Chicago. He was working on a farm outside of Milwaukee and didn't report back. And so that's when he was, you know, legally, he was undocumented from 47 to 55, working in construction in Chicago, working on the railroads, you know, truly helping build America, and or at least Chicago. And in 55, he did return to Mexico to get his status legalized and re-entered the United States then with a permanent resident or a green card status. And that's when he met my mom when he was there. He returned later and they were married, and they both entered legally in 1956 and settled in the far south side of Chicago where I grew up.
So how does all of that impact your priorities as chairman of the Board of Trustees?
Well, being a first generation low income student, my dad only had the opportunity for a third grade education. He was growing up in rural Mexico. By the age of seven, he had to help. He was the eldest of about 12 siblings. And so he had to help on the family farm, you know, common to a lot of American families at that time as well. And so not a lot of time for formal education. So he said he always worked very hard so that I could have the opportunity he never had. And so to honor his legacy and his memory, he passed in 2013. I want to work hard to ensure every child of Illinois, every child across the country who wants to come and avail themselves of a world-class university education has that opportunity, and that we maintain a world-class university for those students to benefit from.
The Trump administration is targeting Illinois and Chicago in its push for deportations. What will the University of Illinois system do for students without legal status, and what will it not do?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, again, nation of laws, we all have to abide by them, and we will do everything to support, like we do for all students, to support them. And something I learned in my years serving on K-12 education boards and in my former role as deputy governor for education, high quality world-class education is by definition differentiated. A phenomenal, you know, third grade teacher can differentiate a lesson plan for 20 different children or 30 different children in a classroom. And so we have a few more than 30 kids in a classroom across our three universities in the University of Illinois system. And so it's our job to provide the differentiated supports that all of them need so that they can all flourish and fulfill their potential and, hopefully obtain the training and the skills and the education and passion for lifelong learning that will carry them throughout their lives and hopefully productive, healthy, and fruitful lives and careers.
So I'm hearing support for every student, including potentially undocumented students, but no specifics.
Well, the specifics are coming out as we're seeing more executive orders drafted. And again, we're going to do everything we can to support all our students within the bounds of the law and recognizing that we do have an obligation to all the students who enroll at the University of Illinois to support them.
President Trump briefly froze National Science Foundation grants in his second week in office. While that was quickly rolled back, professors are getting emails to stop any activities that might fall under diversity, equity, and inclusion. How should the U of I system respond to this?
Again, abiding by all laws and respecting the guidelines and at times the restrictions that donors and funders place on the dollars we receive from federal sources, from state sources, and from private sources at times. And so we will do everything we can, but we will also continue to honor our values at the University of Illinois. To support all our students, to respect every individual, every student, every faculty member, or every administrator, and all our stakeholders, including every taxpayer in the state of Illinois that supports, public education in our state and public universities like the University of Illinois system and its three universities in Springfield, Chicago, and Urbana-Champaign.
Polls show Americans are divided on the question of DEI programs in government and schools. What's your case for them?
Again, the goal is to make sure that you're providing all the supports that any student needs, all to respect all individuals and all their contributions, talents, skills. It comes in all different forms and is represented in a variety of students that we have and our faculty. And so it's our job to make sure that we provide a welcoming environment on all our university campuses and making sure that everybody is treated with dignity and respect. And again, you can label something whatever you want, but it's treating your fellow human beings with dignity and respect, which is something that hopefully at every institution of learning, be it elementary, high school, or higher education, that's something that's instilled. And woven in the fabric of the culture at all these places. That's one of the things that's not reading, writing, or arithmetic, but it should be just basic human decency should be something that is taught and encouraged in all our institutions of learning.
What are your top priorities as chairman for this year on the Board of Trustees?
Continuing to support our administrators at the system and at the university levels, President Colleen, our chancellors at our three universities. And as a board, again, the role of the board is oversight, largely oversight and governance, and in a public body at times, advocacy. And so supporting them in doing that and holding leadership accountable, which is part of our checks and balances as a board. But primarily, it's to support. We have a great leadership team at the University of Illinois system and at our universities. Proud to work with all of them, and especially as we move forward in Urbana, where Robert Jones, Chancellor Jones, has announced he is leaving, and then just yesterday it was announced he's going to become the president of the University of Washington, which is another thing to be proud of. That Illinois has a heck of a farm team for higher education leadership across our country, and so we're very, very. While we're sad to see some of our folks go, very proud of where being affiliated and working at the University of Illinois has led them to other opportunities across academia. So we'll continue to support all those folks and hopefully we can continue to recruit stellar administrators to lead our university forward.
At least one student and multiple others in Champaign have been charged with the mob action for the pro-Palestinian encampments in April last year. That's a felony charge and is a pretty unique response across the state. U of I has told us that charging decision is up to the state's attorney, but do you personally think felony charges for nonviolent student protesters are appropriate?
I defer to the law enforcement officials and the legislators who enact our laws in this state. Again, we have to be an institution that respects the rule of law. While we also respect the First Amendment, which is also a law, there have to be reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions to ensure everyone's safety, respect for fellow human beings on campus, be they fellow students, faculty, members of the public who walk across our campus every day, our campuses every day. So again, I think that's correct. The local law enforcement officials will, it's in their ultimate determination what charges are filed and appropriate. And we just encourage folks to express themselves, but do so peacefully, respectfully. And hopefully, these incidences like this that lead to charges can be avoided.
So pro-Israel students are cheering a settlement between U of I and Champaign-Urbana and Biden's education department that promises to protect Jewish students from prohibited harassment based on their support of Israel. For example, UIUC will not permit student organizations to boycott university-sponsored activities because Jewish student organizations are participating. Some Jewish students would like to expand these policies to the rest of the system schools. What do you think?
We're always happy to review our policies and make sure that the policies are in line with our values and respect for every individual for expressing opinions and thoughts. I mean, universities are historically known as a place where people go, and particularly young people go and debate and discuss and engage in robust discourse and sharing of ideas. Hopefully never that line of crossing respect for each other never gets crossed. And we can do so. We can disagree without being disagreeable. That should be something that's generally followed across all our universities. The specific policies, each chancellor will evaluate what's appropriate, what's necessary, and if there are any changes to be made. But with that spirit in mind, that we want to encourage intellectual curiosity, discourse, amenable disagreements, but never rising to the level of disrespect for anyone.
So the chief was officially retired as the U of I mascot in 2007, though t-shirts, hats, and other officially licensed gear is still readily available. Some students have pushed for the Kingfisher Bird to be the new mascot. What do you think of that? And will U of I finally get a mascot under your leadership?
I don't know. The chancellor, it's under his purview. Not much has been done on that front. I was honored to go to the Citrus Bowl this year and thrilled to see a great Illinois victory. Even though I'm a class of '88 and I remember the former mascot, I thought it was fine not having a mascot. So wherever that lands, I'm okay with it. I was just proud to be an Illini. Cheering on our football team in that case, and now cheering on our basketball team and other teams currently. That's something the school community will decide over time. I trust my fellow Illini to always make the right choice in that regard.
Okay, well, it looks like our time is up. Thank you so much, Chairman Rees, for talking with me today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Illinois Public Media education reporter Emily Hayes speaking with Jesse Ruiz, the new chairman of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. That is all the time we have for our show today. Coming up Monday, more than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and the illness affects Black Americans at about twice the rate of their white fellow citizens. We'll talk with Illinois healthcare providers working to address those disparities and the producer of a new documentary that aims to raise awareness about Alzheimer's and inspire hope. Before we go, I want to mention our texting group. We ask questions to our listeners. People come back with their thoughts. You can join by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. Again, TALK, and the number is 217-803-0730. The 21st Show is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, Jose Zepeda, and today, Emily Hayes. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.